I recently received a question from a listener that was asking essentially how mindfulness practice can help address or give more insight into how to deal with thoughts that they don't want to have and in many cases don't like to have. They also went on to elaborate and were speaking about having not only the thoughts themselves, but the emotional reactions that come up that are sometimes very strong and very unexpected. And sometimes there is an inability to have any rational explanation for why these reactions, why they occur. And I think this is really something that speaks, at least in my heart and mind, really gets to the essential core of what mindfulness practice is about. And by spending time, learning to and getting more comfortable with paying attention to any thoughts that I'm having, whether I want to have them or not, or whether I like to have them or not, I do find that the majority of thoughts, and this is just as someone who's a human being, that, and I'm sure it's different with everyone, that there is a good majority of these thoughts that I don't like to have and don't want to have. And I certainly, as this question was pointing to, I certainly do have many emotional reactions that I have that defy explanation. I have no insight and or understanding about why I'm having them. And a long time ago, I gave up needing to have explanations or understanding because at some point it was more important for me. I recognized that the knowing and the understanding why did not really necessarily lead to the lessening of any unnecessary suffering that I was causing for myself. And it wasn't that the thoughts themselves, they were, clearly causing suffering in some cases, but it was only when I was busy resisting them, when I was busy not liking them or not wanting them to happen. And when I was reacting in certain ways that either embarrassed me or caused me shame, or I just simply, there were all kinds of emotional, there was all sorts of different shades and gradations for how I felt physically as a result of having these reactions that sometimes happen almost, it feels like instantaneously without any warning. And so really where mindfulness practice, and this really gets to what I feel like is the getting to the heart of this question, that the practice itself really allows me to be able to and I didn't even intend to say this, but this is what's coming up in the moment, that the practice itself has not necessarily been about not having thoughts. It certainly hasn't been focused on deciding which thoughts that I don't like to have or don't want to have. I know what it feels like to not like the thoughts, and I certainly know what it feels like to not want to have the thoughts. But what I have found where mindfulness practice has really been incredibly beneficial has been that there's been this creation of more space, more room for me to have whatever thoughts I'm having, because I'm not busy trying to engineer any certain outcome. I'm not trying to bring about only thoughts that I want. At some point, there were just no longer. It wasn't about wanting them or not wanting them, or it wasn't about liking or not liking them. It was simply about practicing over and over, returning back here to the present moment, and being a witness to what it is that I'm thinking. And that essentially has been what the practice has been about ultimately, is just being here, thinking the thoughts, paying attention to them, owning them, and not in a way of saying, these are my thoughts, and having any either pride or resistance, a pride about having them if they're thoughts I do want to have, or any resistance to them if I don't want to have them. It's simply about finding that it is possible And I did not know this when I began mindfulness practice over 3 decades ago, that it is possible. I don't know how this works. I just know that by continuing to pay attention to my thoughts and simply witnessing those things unfolding, and then when they lead to reactions that feel very uncomfortable sometimes, and I find myself completely stunned by the way that I'm reacting, and usually that emotional reaction in many cases can lead to me lashing out at other people or acting in ways that are not kind or gentle to myself, or, you know, beating myself up emotionally. But the longer that I have practiced, I have found that I don't necessarily have to react in any way to the reactions that I'm having. And the practice itself, this, you know, returning back here, and in the beginning, I'm not saying that there's only one way to practice mindfulness. There are numerous ways to do this, and there's different ways of undertaking it. In other words, there can be a different meditative focus to calm the mind, and then at some point, we simply return back here to the present moment, back to ourselves, back to our own heart, back to our own mind, and simply watch these things unfold. And in doing that, and it's really not even about doing, at some point it becomes about being. It's just, I'm simply being the space to allow whatever these thoughts feel like, however they unfold, whatever the content is of them, whatever my reactions are, I'm going to have reactions, and I'm going to have resistance to these thoughts and to these emotional reactions. And I am going to sometimes, if I'm not careful, I will act out according to, according to whatever this reaction is. But the longer that I have practiced, it's almost as if there has been more space created where there's more room for me to have thoughts that I just absolutely am resistant to, that I don't like and that I don't want. And I don't have to chase them away. I don't have to divert my attention. I don't have to try to run away and do something else because I don't like having these thoughts. I can simply have them. And it's not to say that it's going to always be comfortable or feel good, quote unquote. But what I do find is that if I can simply be in that space with them, witnessing them, and not trying to not have them, not trying to run away from them, but simply letting them run their course, they always do. And after the fact, I find that it almost always happens that at some point the thoughts do actually move through us. They do give way to other thoughts. They do give way to another present moment that has nothing to do with the present moment in which I have had these thoughts that I don't like to have and don't want to have. That I can simply be here and not have to resist or worry or fear about what happens if I have more of these thoughts. How do I actually make sure that I don't? And I know what that feels like. I spent much of my life doing that. And I find myself doing it even today, even up to this particular moment. There has been resistance to thoughts that have come up earlier this morning before I have spoken these words, where there are thoughts that I don't understand why I'm having them. They're thoughts that I've had before. In some cases, there are kind of some recurring themes that happen. And I don't know why that is. And when I did try to figure out what it was, then I just found myself really setting into motion more thinking, which turned into more beliefs, which turned into me identifying with being the person that is believing whatever it is I'm telling myself, because as a result of me being the person having certain specific thoughts, being the person having certain specific emotional reactions, that I can actually be free from that without trying to be free from it. And the only way that I've ever been able to do that has been to be here paying attention to whatever is happening, not limiting it, not putting a filter on it and deciding I only want to pay attention to these thoughts. And it's very natural. There certainly were thoughts when I first started practicing mindfulness that were certain thoughts that I really was uncomfortable with, to the point that I just simply had to allow myself to have some time, and then I could return. And it wasn't about trying to recall thoughts or trying to bring up thoughts or feelings that had occurred in the past. It was more about just allowing myself the room and the space to be human. And if it really was too much, if those thoughts were too much, if these emotional reactions I'm having are too much, then I could actually allow myself to know when I have paid attention to those enough. And over time, what I found is that as I continued to practice, more and more room was created, more space was created, so that I didn't have to disengage from witnessing thoughts that were more uncomfortable, the ones that I don't like and don't want to have. And that I can actually be here even when I'm reacting in a way that completely surprises me and shocks me in some cases, that I can actually continue to be here and just watch that play out. And of course, I want to be accountable. I don't want to just, you know, run on autopilot, so to speak. But I also know that if I'm going to think certain ways, I'm going to think certain ways. If I'm going to react certain ways, it's that kind of develops a momentum of its own. Really where the healing has been and really where any change has occurred has been in just simply being increasing the capacity for being able to witness things that are uncomfortable, to witness things that I don't like, these thoughts and these reactions, to the point where I can simply trust in my ability to be here with them if I do have them, because I can't avoid them. As part of being a human being, these things are going to continue to occur. There's no way for me to optimize this process of being a conscious human being, of being a human being that is wired neurologically to have thoughts and to think. And where I find that the practice really has also helped is that I've recognized that giving energy, dedicating time and energy to these thoughts really is where the suffering has been for me. And I don't have to do that anymore. I can simply be open. I can simply not have to guard myself against whatever thoughts come up that I mean, I can definitely determine, okay, these are the thoughts I don't like to have. These are the thoughts that I don't want to have. And it's okay. I feel like that is essentially human. To like and not like things, to want and not want things. But when I can get to a place where I can continue to practice, and a lot of this, I had no idea what I was really doing other than practicing something that had been taught to me, engaging in a form of meditation that is ancient. But at the same time, recognizing that even though life is different today than it was during the era in which these practices came into being, and life might even be more complex, and it might even be more complicated, and it may even be more tenuous, I have no way to know. But what I do know is that no matter how unpredictable things are, no matter how dark things get sometimes, no matter how uncertain I can be about my life or certain things in it, that as long as I can continue to keep returning back here, and I never get to a point where I just expect that it's always going to happen automatically. There are many times after practicing this for years that it just, because I have practiced it, that I, and many people I've talked to that practice this have also relayed the same experience, that In some way, there is an automaticity to it, there that I do find myself practicing returning back here without having to tell myself to do it. But there are some times when these thoughts are so uncomfortable, when I really, really don't like it, and when I really don't want to have them, and when I'm reacting in ways that really make me uncomfortable, and just frankly, they don't feel good at all. I'm never at a point where even after years of practicing mindfulness, that I'm never beyond sometimes needing to make the choice again to be back here where I don't want to be and think whatever it is I don't want to think and don't like to think and feel whatever it is that I don't like feeling and don't want to feel. That I simply am open to being aware, and that awareness leads to this willingness to come back to a place where sometimes things don't feel good, and that is sometimes the present moment.